Welcome to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on Kentucky economic issues. I'm Alan Lytle, and today we're talking about another one of the state's signature industries, the horse business. Earlier this month, Keeneland conducted another successful Horses of All Ages sale, and the Pollock Report's Natalie Voss covered the four-day event for Business Lexington, and she's going to take us behind the numbers this morning. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, Alan.
What's the big takeaway from the January sales this year?
You know, numbers were improved slightly over the 2017 January sale. Relatively steady looking figures, which is good going into the 2018 sale season. It should probably continue to bode well for the expensive yearling auctions that will be held here in Kentucky later in the fall.
Obviously, this isn't as high profile as the other sales that Keeneland puts on, but economically, it's equally important, correct?
Yes, and it's a good sort of measuring stick for where the overall market is. I mean, in November, Keeneland had a much larger auction focusing on breeding stock, which tends to draw horses that are much more expensive at the beginning of the sale than what you typically would see in this shorter sale held in January, although you did have two million-dollar horses at the January sale.
Not to mention the fact that it brings buyers and sellers, of course, from all over, and that is important to the bottom line of Lexington's economy.
Yeah, absolutely. There was some international interest at the sale at the top levels of the prices, as usual. Coolmore, which is an Irish-based operation, was right up there buying the second most expensive horse of the auction. So always good to see that.
And you wrote about a kind of a conundrum for American Pharoah, who's been off the track for quite some time now.
Yes. The second most expensive horse in the sale was a yearling by American Pharoah who went for $1 million, which is a really strong price for this auction. And that was a really conveniently timed sale for Coolmore, which is where he stands at stud as a stallion. He's in his third year standing as a stallion now, which is often a little bit tricky for horses. Their first couple of years, everyone's talking about them because they've just retired and begun stud duties. Once you get to years three and four, your oldest horses are not yet old enough to be racing, but you've sort of been out there for a little while. So it's easier for a little bit of the shine to wear off. I don't know that that's necessarily happening with American Pharoah, but certainly having a million-dollar yearling at this point in his career is very conveniently timed as we go into breeding season in mid-February.
All right, you got a chance to hang out at some of the barns, and I'm not going to ask you to name names, but I mean, what kind of scuttlebutt were you picking up as you moved from location to location?
I mean, nothing particularly earth-shattering. I know that people are really excited about American Pharoah yearlings. Everyone's been really happy with how they look and curious to see what comes next. Triple Crown winners are not traditionally actually really successful sires for the most part, so people are watching very, very closely. So it's been interesting to see the kind of prices that he's been getting.
So we had a couple of million-dollar horses, but of course that's more the exception than the rule. What about the price range below that?
Well, the average price was just over $38,000, and the median was $12,000, which are not really big prices in the thoroughbred world, but they were both figures that were up. Average was up almost 30%, and median was up 14% from last year. So that is good. We've been hearing auction houses talk pretty frequently through the last 3 or 4 years about sort of the difficulty selling in the middle market. We did see the rates of horses not attaining the reserve go down, meaning that there were fewer horses who failed to bring the minimum price the sellers had put on them. That was actually down from about a third of horses entered into the sale to about a quarter of the horses not attaining reserve this year. So you'd like to see the number as low as possible, but the fact that it's going down, I think, means that either buyers are getting more competitive or sellers are getting more realistic about their expectations, and it's hard to say which.
That's all the time that we have for today on The Business Side. Our guest has been The Pollock Report's Natalie Voss, who covered the Keeneland January Horses of All Ages sale. And you can hear more of our conversation at our website at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Natalie.
You too, Alan.